Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Coach. Okay, Coach, you're there.
Hey, I'm here, Blue.
Well, there was some imposter trying to take your spot there. But anyway, I was talking about the offseason and how you guys have evolved into using what happens, at your line events, the linebacker events, to what happened last year and what happened was a number one seed in 4A. Talk about that and how you guys got started with this.
Well, we wanted to provide an environment where, you know, linemen were getting some attention and actually learning how to play the position outside of the football season. You know, a lot of people want to try to coach, you know, during the regular season. And, you know, really, you know, you have game planning, you have schemes, you have, you know, weightlifting, you have, you know, people getting treatment, you got school, you got to socialize.
Sure.
So it's really hard to get into the finer things, the little detailed things in the position. And the offseason is the best time to do it. You know, it's not a rush. You know, you're picking time. You know, every week we're doing something different, whether we're working on stances, we're working on punches, we're working on, you know, center of gravity, we're working on, you know, core, you know, technique, you know, double teams, you know, pulling. I mean, it's so much to the offensive line position that you learn. You know, the offseason is the best time to teach it.
And, you know, when I was out there for the day, and I've been out there a couple of times, but the last time I went out and you had it over at South Plantation, and a lot of the kids, the Deerfield kids who have really, you know, I've had an opportunity to watch Deerfield, and that's one of the places they certainly have improved on. And your guys, you know, you have some young kids, you have a couple of veterans, but I watch a lot of your young kids work as well. Talk about the benefits of having the opportunity to have such, you know, talented kids continue to come back and learn.
Well, you know, I mean, I don't take credit for the success of anybody. You know, I'm just there to help out, you know, and if they don't know anything or know something small about, like I said, even if you learn a nugget, whether it was a technique or whether it was a drill, you know, something to add to your repertoire to increase every kid's knowledge of the game, you know, you're going to go against different type of people, and sometimes what you normally do may not work, so you better have a bag of tricks ready, you know, to supplement and be able to do whatever you got to do to win your individual reps. So, to have our kids at our school, you know, kind of work in hand with other kids from other school, it's refreshing, you know, and our kids see that, you know, hey, some of these other kids from public schools, you know, may or may not have the same type of, you know, background in terms of technique wise, and you know, they learn from other people too, and they become friends, and you know, the greatest thing that I remember I could say about our camp is that, you know, they were all doing high knees. Now, there's a bunch of linemen here. And one of the kids fell, a young kid fell. And I know if it would have been a regular team, a lot of kids would have laughed. But instead of laughing, you know, those other guys, those big boys, they embraced him. They clapped him up, and he got up. And, you know, it was really like a little – like a brotherhood, like a family type experience.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, and I know, Coach, that, you know, everybody's giving up their time. I mean, they don't have to be there. They could be hanging out somewhere else on a Saturday or, you know, whatever it is. But you take a look at your events and especially the kids that you get. I mean, and like you had mentioned, I mean, you utilized it. I mean, when you take a look at a smaller school, the line is usually the reason why a lot of them aren't as good as they could be because of the fact that they don't have as much, you know, from a student body standpoint to choose from. So usually you could have a lot of skill kids, but if you don't have the line and not only frontline guys, but some backups as well, I mean, you'll get it to a certain spot. You've got it to that certain spot. You were the number one seed last year. You've utilized, I mean, obviously, an enormous amount of skill position kids. But now you're starting to get those linemen. The kid Tate, who was a freshman for you last year. You had the kid who's going to be a senior for you next, I believe, Morales. You have a lot of these guys that have learned from you and are learning from you. Talk about that benefit, too, because you're not only an offensive-minded coach, but you're a line coach, too, as well as being the head coach.
But, you know, I take my head coach title away, man, and really focus a lot of that on the offensive line because it's a very special unit. I mean, it was awesome that you had Jamari earlier on in the show. He was a kid that I was able to work with a little bit when we had an elite prep sports camp. And, you know, he's grown tremendously, yeah. And I love to see, you know, how much he's improved and how his body has changed from a couple of years ago. And that's what we want to provide. We just want to provide an atmosphere where, you know, everything is geared towards 7-on-7. We want to make sure that the linemen have something to do. And, you know, you can't teach a lineman everything in one day. So, you know, it's even if kids have $10 or, I mean, there's times where kids have had no money. And, you know, we still coach them up. I'm not going to say, man, get out of here, kid. You know what I mean? That's not my style. That's not who I am. And, you know, I just wish that I had something like this growing up for me when I was younger. And that's what drives me to do this now on a consistent basis.
Coach, also, I mean, with Coach Wayne Blair, is a defensive-minded guy, is a, you know, tremendous linebacker back in the day at St. Thomas and Tulane, mm-hmm. also played. I mean, having that guy as one of your many right hands in that program, and I mean, has been amazing. I mean, here's a guy with head coaching pedigree, you know, the very finest in education up and down. So from that standpoint, he relates to the kids and can understand what they're going through and what they're going to go through. How valuable is a guy like that?
Well, he's very valuable. I mean, if it wasn't for Wayne, Coach Luque would not be in South Florida. So if everybody wants to know, he's the one that put me with Harold Pearson at Parkway Academy and with Roger Harriet at University School. So, you know, if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be even – no one even know who I am down here. So, but as far as the line is concerned, you know, it's like peanut butter and jelly, you know, and, you know, it's to have, you know, a mixture of guys doing offense and he's doing the defense. And what we've included now into our camp is at the end, we'll do a little 5 or 10 minute on one-on-one. So that way we can be able to coach these kids up. And if they come next week, we can say, hey, listen, these are the things that we saw that you need improvement on. And this is the things we can work on doing individual drill. And it's not really any yelling or anything like that, man. It's just a bunch of guys, you know, learning from one another, whether it's an older kid, whether it's a younger kid. You know, you can learn from kids' mistakes. You can learn from kids when they do it right, you know, and apply it.
You know, Coach, as we're speaking with Coach Daniel Luque from University School, Nova Southeastern, now they're the Sharks, used to be the Suns. I like that little montage you put together wasn't that you who put it together on Facebook?
You know, it's funny you say that. I'm currently wearing a University School Suns shirt right now.
Okay, yeah, well.
So we still love the Suns, man, you know, with it. With the Suns.
But, you know, the other thing, too, Coach, is you started with this program very first year back in the day with Coach Sorg and Coach Harriet. And, this is from the beginning, from the very beginning. Very good program. Even, I mean, I think the first year they were 8-1. And a lot of those kids were playing football, organized football for the first time. I mean, this school has come a long way, huh?
I mean, it's a great school community. They have kids that care. They have, you know, faculty and administrators that care, and you know that's one of the big reasons why that school has always been successful. It had one losing season in the 12-year history, and you know, we just want to continue to make a positive experience for our boys, and continue to work hard and let the end result always play itself out. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. Coach, before I let you go, does Michael Barris still hold the single season record for yards?
He does for a single season. He does have that. But
that's amazing.
McIntosh is pushing Jordan Scarlett for the all-time rushing record, man. So we're going to keep a close eye on that.
How far away are we?
I don't want to lie, man. I have to look into the books, but I know he's close. Wow. So, I mean, he should surpass that by the end of this year.
Good stuff. Coach, thanks so much for spending some time. You're one of the great guys. We'll see you a lot during the off season, and we'll come back out to one of your camps. Just not on 4th of July like I did that year. All right, man. Thanks so much.
Hey, Coach, thanks a lot.
Anyway, bye-bye. Okay, thanks. Coach Daniel Luque, Nova Southeastern University head coach, and good guy, and works hard, has those linemen out there, and he knows it's one in the trenches. But
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.